Is Pablo home?
He's sleeping.
What? Again?
Every afternoon Pablo sleeps. Every morning he writes.
Pablo's door was always open at every hour.
And at every hour people took advantage.
Grazie, signora. Y buenas tardes. Are you going to see Pablo?
Yes, I am.
Good luck. Did you know about this Matilda?
Yes, I did.
Well, I didn't. Mind you, I heard murmurings among the women that every night Pablo would find an excuse to go out and leave Dahlia alone. Dahlia is a good woman, a fine person, an intelligent person. Pablo owes her a great deal. She doesn't deserve this betrayal.
Dahlia is 70, Pablo is 50, and Pablo, after all, is only a man. Did you ever notice the difficulty in Dahlia's house of finding a clean glass or even a spoon? Maybe this 50-year-old man grew tired of living with someone so like himself, completely spontaneous and completely disorganized. Maybe this Matilda will put some order in his life and iron his shirts once in a while.
That may well be, but I, for one, don't care if I never see Pablo Neruda again. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Buenos dias, señora. Is Pablo home?
He's sleeping.
Matilda, who's at the door?
It's a woman to see you, but she's just leaving.
I am?
Señora, Pablo is a great writer. He is also an overly generous man. He needs time alone to think and to write.
But I...
Buenas tardes, señora.
Muchas gracias, señora.
Who was at the door, Matilda?
A woman. And before that, a communist, which is worse. I don't know. Probably the communist.
How could you say that?
Very easily. Or have you forgotten about your jail time in Buenos Aires?
How could I?
Or how about the blacklist you're on in the United States and Britain, even in France, where you claim they are so civilized?
Their writers are civilized.
And the Italians. Remember the police chasing us in a gondola?
How could I forget? It was a slapstick comedy.
The only comedy is us. Why do you insist on being part of that particular family?
Communists make a good family. They have weathered hides and warm hearts. Everywhere they take wax. Wax just for them. Long live spiritualists, royalists, deviants, criminals of every kind. Long live philosophy with its smoke screens but without skeletons. Long live the dog that barks but also bites. Long live the lecherous astrologers, pornography, cynicism. Long live the shrimp. Long live everyone. Except communists.
A good family? A family full of rotten apples. Look how the Cubans treated you, Pablo. A few words out of line and your good communist friend, Fidel, calls you the worst devil on the planet. And my poor brother? Was he really such a traitor? Did his suicide help the party, huh? Did it further the cause of social justice? The party killed him, and it's killing us, too. The miners in Antofagasta see more of you than I do. I give myself to you. You give yourself to the party, and what's left for us, huh? What's left for Matilda, you, Lucia? You can have your great world, your struggling masses. I want my little existence. I want my garden. Choose. Is it to be me, or is it to be the world?
I choose you, Matilda. And I choose your garden, which I love as I love you. But Matilda, your garden also resides in this world, as do you. Loving you, loving your body, has taught me to find the joy in the world.
Words, Pablo. This time words may not save you or us.